You, sir, are in big, big trouble. Because I'm laying here in this hotel room with this huge wet spot in the middle of the bed and my juices coating my fingers, and I am still not satisfied. Oh, I came. That little video you sent me got me so worked up that I wasn't content after my first orgasm or after my second. These little fingers are no match for that thick, gorgeous cock of yours. And you knew that. That's why you sent me that video. Those 15 short seconds of you sprawled out on the couch, completely naked, slowly teasing your rock hard dick, sliding your hand up and down its length with that sly, evil little smile spreading across your face. You know what that smile does to me, and how my nipples tingle and I go wild for your touch. How, when you smile, that I smile. I want nothing more than to feel that cock plunge deep into my wet, throbbing cunt. And you knew I didn't bring any toys with me. I mean, if I had to explain myself at the airport security, like, what would I have said? So, and especially in front of my coworkers. So no, that wasn't an option. I couldn't bring any. And you knew that. You knew that I wouldn't be able to bring any. And the funny thing is, I don't recall giving you permission to touch yourself while I was away. And you were so bold to not only touch yourself, but to send me a video of the evidence. Well, we're just going to have to do something about that. Yes, you are in need of some hard discipline. So have your laughs now, because when I get home, oh, you are going to get it. And I'm going to tie you down to the bed with your hands above your head, because in light of your latest antics, I don't feel like you deserve to fondle my breasts, to caress my thighs, to stroke the lips of my pussy. You know, come to think of it, I don't even feel like you deserve to even look at me and see the rapture I'll be in as I use your body. So, yes, you'll be blindfolded too. I think I'll start by placing my sweet little kisses along your strong jawline, up to your ear and down your neck. Oh, then I'll be at your collarbone, won't I? Your collarbone is fairly sensitive, isn't it? Yes, I think I'll be spending a bit more time there. But I know a place that's even more sensitive. And your hands are a bit tied up, so you won't be able to push me away. And I'll run my tongue so deliciously slow, just around the very edge of the left areola, while I tease your right one with my fingers. Wither and moan, knowing how close I am to that tender spot of yours. And then I'll flick the left nipple with my tongue, and a few times before giving it a nice long suck, all while I pinch that right nipple between my fingers. By then you'll beg me to be kinder. You'll beg me to give your poor cock some much needed attention. It is so hard. I know that you're in bliss whenever I suck on your nipples while I stroke your cock. But how cruel were you sending me that video? No. Why should I show you any kindness? You need to show me how terribly, terribly sorry you are for that little discretion. You can't use your hands, but that mouth of yours is still free. That's when I'll slide off my panties, which will be soaking wet at that point. And then I'll lower myself onto your face. That is how you will show me how sorry you are. By running your tongue along my slit, circling my clit, using your lips to pull my delicious cunt into your mouth. Yes. I think I'll stay there for a while, grinding on that face of yours. Do I love that cock? And it'll still be rock hard. It's a shame to let it go to waste. That's when I'll fuck myself with your cock. My pussy, soaking wet thanks to your work, will slide up and down that neglected cock, and it will feel so good. And feeling you fill me up, pressing all the right spots inside of me, hearing your shattered breathing. Oh God, that is going to push me right over the edge. And you'll feel the ripples of my orgasm on that magnificent cock of yours. And that's when I'll pull myself off of you. Oh, you know, sweetie, you won't come. Not yet. Because this is just the start of your punishment. Remember, like, I'm here in this hotel room with the huge, soaking wet spot in the middle of this bed. And still unsatisfied. All thanks to you, you horrible, naughty man. No, you won't be getting off that easily. No pun intended. Lucky for me, I get in early Saturday morning. So that's 2 full days of me using you completely for my pleasure. And that's 2 full days of you begging for your mistress's forgiveness. If I like your apology, maybe I'll let you come on Sunday night. See you Saturday.